All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Raghu Kalambi. He's the CEO of PowerTap Hydrogen Fueling Corp. And Raghu, it's nice to meet you. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. Really interested to learn a bit more about your company. It's fascinating. Give me a bit of background.
PowerTap's focused on building out the needed hydrogen infrastructure, starting in the United States, but certainly extending to other countries like Canada. We have a very unique technology that makes hydrogen on site at an individual station. Right now, the challenge is a couple-fold. There are under 100 operational hydrogen fueling stations in the United States right now, with thousands needed literally in the next decade with the coming hydrogen vehicles. And those stations use old technology. They actually ship in industrial hydrogen on tanker trucks, which is very expensive and not a very green process. What we do is we generate hydrogen on site with the PowerTap technology that we acquired in 2020 and have modernized and are launching our PowerTap 3 version in the coming months.
So in essence, just take me through that. So you are able to get the hydrogen on site. You don't need to ship anything in. How does that work?
Absolutely. So we make what's called blue hydrogen, using renewable natural gas and natural gas as our what we call feedstock, using a patented steam methane reformation technology. And so the PowerTap 2 stations that we don't own are in operational in the US. There are about 14 or 15 that are out there. What we did is that we took the technology that was developed with a lot of R&D dollars from very big investors, including the US Department of Energy, Hess Oil, Renault were previous owners and investors of this technology. We acquired it, and then we've invested in upgrading it to be ready for 2021, 2022.
Okay. President Biden had a speech recently talking about climate change, and I know that's a big part of what his administration wants to get done over the next, you know, 3.5 to 4 years. And he talked specifically about hydrogen, and I'm sure you were listening to that part of the speech.
Absolutely. Hydrogen plays a key role as part of the goal of lowering emissions and having clean fuel that's out there. Battery electric vehicles like Teslas and such certainly will play a big role as part of this transition from gas and diesel. But hydrogen has a major advantage as a fuel over battery electric vehicles. One has to do with the refueling time versus charging time. If any of your viewers have electric vehicles, they know it takes a while to recharge their Tesla or other electric vehicle. It could take an hour plus, whereas refilling a hydrogen fueling vehicle can take 5 to 10 minutes. The other big point has to do with driving distance between charging or refueling. Hydrogen vehicles can drive much longer than battery electric vehicles. And so what we're seeing in the last year is that, for example, long-haul trucks, many companies are announcing hydrogen long-haul trucks because in that market, time is money. And the time to drive on the road and not be sitting at a gas station or a diesel station is very important in those markets. For consumers like you and I, it may not apply to the whole population, but certainly it'll apply to some. Think of gig workers like Uber drivers and Lyft drivers who are driving all day, and they don't want to be offline.
Yeah. Well, city buses as well. I mean, we've heard of hydrogen buses, right?
Absolutely. I'm based here in Orange County, California, south of Los Angeles, and certainly some of the local buses do run on hydrogen. And so it's out there. Hydrogen's been historically used a lot within forklifts, now buses. But it's transitioning heavily into vehicles. And very significant on the consumer side is there are some, certainly some hydrogen cars on the market. Toyota has a car called the Mirai that's out in certain markets. However, they just announced in the last week that they will be rolling out the Prius and the Corolla, which are two of their major brands, as hydrogen vehicles also. So Toyota's making a big, big bet. And in the long-haul trucking market, Toyota, Volvo, Mercedes, Hyundai, and startups like Nikola Motors have announced to launch hydrogen long haul trucks on the market by 2023. And so you will, your viewers will see more and more hydrogen vehicles on the market in the coming years. And again, we're meeting that necessary infrastructure of fueling, because there's only a few hundred stations worldwide and under 100 in the United States, and thousands are needed.
Yeah. Last question, and that is just for investors, what should they sort of look for in the next 6 to 12 months from the company? You mentioned obviously that September, the end of September, is going to be a big time for the company as you launch.
Yeah, so we'll be launching our initial stations by 2022. We have announced a station partnership with the Andretti Group on the West Coast, led by Mario Michael Andretti of auto racing fame. They own over 100 stations in the Western U.S. I think you'll see more partnerships being announced, international partnerships being announced. And as hydrogen gets more and more news, I think viewers will see more and more hydrogen vehicles get the market. There's been some buzz around the space only really in the last year or so, but we expect it to become significantly increased as we hit 2022.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Raghu, thanks very much for the update. Appreciate it. Great to meet you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. There's Raghu Kalambi. He's the CEO of PowerTap Hydrogen Fueling Corp.